Cantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Coming Home to Mustang Ridge by Jesse Hayworth, narrated by Randy Kay. 1. Sign here and here and initial wherever you see a yellow sticky arrow. A thick stack of oversized papers came sliding across the glass countertop toward Ashley Webb, obscuring the costume jewelry that glittered in the showcase. When she hesitated, Penny Trueheart, lawyer extraordinaire, said, "Do you need a pen? I brought one with me." Fighting an image of her flinging the paperwork in the air and bolting for the shop's back room, down brain, Ashley nodded, then shook her head. "Yes, I'll sign. No, I've got my own pen." There it was in her hand, bright blue and embossed with Another Fine Thing, the best in vintage couture and thrift shop treasures, Three Ridges, Wyoming, and it was shaking ever so slightly. Don't freak. This was what she wanted more than anything else ever in her life. It was also a buttload of money, especially for someone like her.
"This is so exciting. I can't believe you're buying the shop."
Henrietta squeezed her arm, then danced away in a swirl of fabric. Today, Ashley's sole employee had paired a floaty green sundress with a pair of purple capris and yellow sandals that had big plastic happy faces on them. But hey, it worked on a woman who wore her long blonde hair in dozens of braids and claimed to have been conceived at Woodstock while Jimi Hendrix played the Star Spangled Banner. Penny, on the other hand, wore a blue pantsuit with a starched white shirt, which made her pretty much the anti-hen. Still, the savvy lawyer had been the perfect go-to for the paperwork when the shop's founder, Della Fine,